Where's this come from? What is it? A piece of silver paper?
Yeah.
You just found it on the floor, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, where have we just been?
Playgroup.
Playgroup.
No, happy birthday.
No, there's no happy birthday today, was there?
No.
They only sing happy birthday if it's somebody's birthday. Aw, are you disappointed?
Not singing the words.
Not singing the words?
No.
Oh, dear.
Hide under the table.
Hide under the table? No, I don't think so.
Hide the table.
No. I think what we'll do, Thomas, we'll get you changed. Let's get you changed and then we can have lunch. Because where have we been?
We talk about it, dude.
Are you going to play with the fire engine again?
Yeah.
Where have we been? The sausage roll shop. That's how you can tell it's Tuesday.
No.
We go to the sausage roll shop on Tuesdays, don't we?
No, not the change.
Yes, Tommy, you need change.
No! A fire engine.
Let's play the fire engine.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps you don't need your nappy change.
No.
We'll change it after lunch, shall we? Yes?
Maybe.
We'll change it after lunch, shall we? You'll need changing then, won't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
A big load.
A big load?
Yes. What a tallest.
Mind the dressing gown, that's your pyjamas. Mind the pyjamas?
Yeah.
We need to wash your hands as well, don't we?
A trailer too.
And there's a trailer too, you can see that on the floor, can you?
No
trailer?
No.
I think it's the train you're thinking of, Thomas. Can I find the train?
Just below the train, please.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Let me just wash your hands first.
Beba. Oh, no label on it. Okay, label. I don't know, label.
There we are. Give your hands a nice wash. Your hands feel quite cool. Did we walk to playgroup with Joe and Becky this morning?
Yeah.
And what have we found out about Auntie Jo? She's going to have a baby, isn't she?
Yes.
As well as Becky to look after, she's going to have a little baby next summer.
Little baby.
A little baby next summer. Yes. We thought she was walking very slowly up the hill, didn't we, this morning?
Yeah.
And she's tired, that's why.
Tired.
She's tired, Auntie Jo. Oh, like that? Yes, I think that's what she said. She said, oh. Which is what Mummy says about that hill, doesn't she? Are you imitating,
are you, Auntie Jo? Please.
Just a second. Right, let's put a bib on. We're going to have lunch, aren't we?
No lunch, no.
Oh yes, I think we'll have some lunch.
No.
No? Are you not hungry?
No.
All right. Well, if you're not hungry. But I bet you are really, Thomas, aren't you?
No.
Oh, that's what you tell me. There we are. There's a bit of fluff in the train, isn't there? Blow it out. So were you disappointed that nobody had a birthday at toddler group this morning?
No birthday.
No happy birthday.
No, I want a birthday. birthday.
Well, next week you've got to say happy birthday to your granddad, haven't you?
And I'm a bit.
His granddad's going to be 80.
And Eddie.
What do you think?
Big brainer. Oh, horse.
Yes, I think a little bit of it's missing, isn't it? That's right, you play with a train. Is that what the train says?
Hello. Me. Stop.
Tell us what happened to the bag that we bought back from the baker's. Well, here's.
What's in it? What's in it?
Nothing in it.
Yes, in
it. Oh, there's something in it. There you are.
No. Thanks, Horse Thomas, indeed.
Thank you, Horse Thomas, indeed. Why are you saying thank you to the horse?
Thomas, indeed. In the car.
The horse is getting in the car, is it?
Yeah. Not fit.
No, it won't fit, no.
No.
Oh. Nice sausage roll.
Not at all.
Some crisps. You have crisps nearly every day now, Thomas, don't you? Would you like another drink of juice, sweetheart?
No.
No what?
No thanks.
No thank you, that's better. Good boy. Would you like some cheese with your sausage roll?
No.
Pardon?
No thanks.
Good boy, that's better.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Sister. Sister.
That is a little bit of cheese, because even though you said you didn't want it, I thought perhaps you would when you saw it. Tastes nice.
Not taste nice.
Not taste nice. I think it tastes nice.
Taste? No.
So have you seen Sonia and Isabel this morning?
No.
Yeah, I have.
No.
Isabel's mummy's still hobbling around, isn't she?
Where's the jam?
Oh, it's not jam, darling, no, it's cabbage.
Cabbage.
Red cabbage, it's a salad. Mummy's having some salad. Would you like some salad?
No.
No?
No salad.
Good boy, that's better.
That's tasty.
Pardon?
Tasty.
Tasty, it is tasty. It's really lovely, isn't it?
Yes. Sausage roll fell over.
Sausage roll fell over, yeah. I was cutting it and it just rolled, didn't it, a little bit. These are nice today, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because last week when we went to the sausage roll shop.
Shut?
Oh no, it wasn't shut. No, it was open when we walked past yesterday, but we didn't want any, did we? But last week, the lady had some really burnt sausage rolls and she tried to sell us those and Mummy said, no, thank you. But she said, I'd like those at the front, please. They were very dark, weren't they?
Yes.
We didn't want those, did we?
No. No one knows.
No, we didn't want those. We wanted the ones that look very nice. At the front.
Tasty, tasty soup.
Pardon?
Tasty.
Tasty, it is tasty, Thomas. It's lovely and tasty.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
No, it's not grapefruit. This is red cabbage.
Red cabbage.
Red cabbage.
No, red cabbage.
Mm. Red cabbage.
Cabbage.
Who grows cabbages, Grandad?
No, two cabbages. One cabbage. Start a challenge. No sooty.
No sooty. No, we've seen Jill and Becky today, but she didn't have sooty the dog with her, did she?
No. Not bite Thomas.
No, not bite Thomas. I don't think you've actually been bitten by a dog, Thomas, have you? But you know that the postman was. Ray was bitten by a dog, wasn't he?
Mmm.
The sun's still shining, isn't it?
Yeah. So the big blue pen. Mmm.
You want to hold the big pen now? Leave it there. We're eating our lunch now, aren't we?
No.
Are you tired?
No.
Good. Oh, be careful. No, don't kick, Thomas. Don't kick. It's not nice. If you keep on kicking, I shall take your shoes off, and then when you kick the table, it'll hurt your foot. Won't it?
No, shed the shoes.
I will. Are you tired?
No.
Right, I'm taking Thomas' shoe off now. And if you kick it now, it'll hurt. Are we on?
No! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, grapefruit.
It isn't grapefruit, darling, it's red cabbage. Why do you say grapefruit?
Cabbage.
Are you thinking of pink grapefruit?
Hold the pink fruit.
Hold the pink fruit, it's red cabbage. Hold the jar very, very carefully.
It's cold.
It's cold, yes, it's just come out of the fridge. No, you can't take the lid off.
Broken?
No, it hasn't broken, but the lid's got to be kept on tightly to keep it fresh, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
It's the glass jar.
Yeah.
What else is made from glass?
What do you mean? What's standing on glass?
It's glass. It's a glass jar.
Big bears eat it.
Big bears eat it. The red cabbage.
Big cabbage eat it.
Are you going to have some more sausage roll, Thomas?
No.
What about the driver and the horse? Would they like some?
Yeah. No. Get out, driver.
Get out, driver?
Yeah. Shut the cab.
Shut the cab.
Sausage too. No.
The horse is jumping too?
Yeah.
The horse is galloping.
Not reach.
Can the horse not reach the sausage roll? Or perhaps I'll turn the plate round. Can the horse reach now?
Got it.
I think when we've had our sausage roll, we might ice some little biscuits to have as a dessert. What do you think? That sound like a good idea?
Yeah. Open the cab.
For the driver to get in.
Shut!
You're closing the cart, shutting the cart.
Open. Shut.
You're just going to have a little bit more to eat, Thomas?
No. Juicy dick.
Who can eat it?
The dad's eat it.
Choo Choo can't eat it. You mean the train driver? Or the train?
Train.
The train. I don't think trains eat the food that we eat, Thomas. But what do horses eat? Horses eat hay, don't they?
Then a bean.
Is it galloping? Galloping, galloping. There's some apple there as well, in the middle of the table, on the bowl, on the plate rather.
Hello. No, the fish eat it.
Can you reach the apple?
No.
No? That tastes nice. Daddy?
No.
The driver's on the platform. I think he's going to have a cup of coffee. Would you like to share my coffee?
No, yeah.
Oh, lovely. He's enjoying a warm drink, isn't he?
Enjoyed it,
yes, that's right.
The horse drink it.
The horse drink it?
Yes.
Do you think the horse would like some coffee, or it might prefer some water? Do you think the horse would prefer water?
Yeah.
Yes, the horse eats hay and drinks water. It's the engine driver that perhaps he'd like a sausage roll and a sandwich. He might like to share your apple and have a cup of coffee. The horse might like the apple. Horses eat apples.
Oh.
Did he enjoy that?
Yeah. He did Christmas.
He's he eating Christmas. Do you think the horse would like some crisps as well?
Yeah.
Nice.
I have a lot of platform.
The driver's back on the platform. I think the driver better get back in his train and go off, you know. It's going to be late.
Late.
Let's look at Mummy's watch. What time is it?
1 o'clock.
It's what time? 8 o'clock. No, it's 5 to 1. It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Wow.
The train's due at 1. It's almost 1 o'clock.
They're off.
That's right. Put the horse in the trailer, and they better go quickly, haven't they? Otherwise, they're going to be late.
Late.
We don't want them late, do we?
No. Go off.
Is he driving off now?
Yeah. The lake. The lake. The lake.
Mummy's got very sticky hands now.
They're off now.
Would you like some of this, Thomas?
No.
Would you like some of that?
No. They're off.
Where's the train going to now he's driven off?
Manchester.
To Manchester?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is he going in Manchester? Because he's got a horse in the back.
There's a horse on it.
Got a horse on it?
No.
Where do you think he's going?
Manchester.
Manchester, do you think the horse is perhaps a police horse and a policeman's going to ride it through the streets of Manchester?
No, no, man, the madman!
Let's come back again, because the policemen do ride horses in Manchester, don't they? We've seen them.
There, there.
Police horses?
There, there. Not darling Edwards.
Pardon?
No. Look, Mummy.
Look, Mummy, yes. That's clever, isn't it?
Yes,
the train's now pulling a trailer with a horse in the back. And two cars, one of them a racing car. They've all clipped together, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think you said look, Mummy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look, Mummy.
Look, show me.
That's a very, very big load. It's a long train. Isn't it?
Pop,
are you pulling them apart?
Why? Pop!
Looks to me now as if the racing car's pulling the train.
Hiding. Not fall down.
Hiding, not fall down.
This is off. That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Do you think it's time for the horse to have something else to drink?
Yeah.
Would you like to fetch a bucket of water?
Bucket of water.
Bucket of water. You sound snuffly, Thomas. You got a cold?
No, no drink.
Pardon?
No drink.
No drink. Did the horse not want a drink?
No.
Or could you not find a drink?
No.
You couldn't find a drink to give the horse?
No.
Oh dear, dear. I hope he's not thirsty. When you want a drink, you're thirsty. When you want something to eat, you're hungry. You often tell me you're not hungry or you're hungry. You don't often say thirsty, do you?
No.
Is Thomas thirsty?
No. Together.
Pardon?
Together.
Two together?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Two together?
Not fall off a table. The pieces off.
Not fall off the table. You're lifting the pieces off.
Covering the pieces.
Carrying the pieces.
Covering the pieces.
Do you say carry the pieces or carrying the pieces? Carry the piece. You're putting them back together again now?
No.
You look to me as if you are. Well, that's a funny thing, Thomas. You've put the engine driver and the cab and the train funnel all on top of the racing car. What a jolly sound racing car, wasn't it?
Wee.
Is that the noise it's making? Wee. Wee. Is that the noise as it's setting off? Have you had enough of this, Tommy?
No.
You don't want any more?
No.
You sure?
No.
You're not sure, or you mean yes, you've had enough?
Yes, enough.
You've had enough. Would you like a drink now?
No.
No? I think you're too engrossed in playing with the trains, aren't you, to be bothered about eating?
Yeah. Just
Oh, well done, there are shops for some more. Yes, we don't seem to have a lot of blackcurrant left in the bottle, do we?
Yes, there's a drop there.
There's a little drop there.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow, if we don't go to the shops later today, tomorrow when Grandma and Grandad come and they ask if we need anything from the shops, because they usually do, we'll say, yes, please, a bottle of blackcurrant juice for Thomas. How about that?
Yeah.
And what do you say?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. But what do you say now? Because I've just given you some blackcurrant.
Thanks.
That's all right. Right, I shall tidy those things away. And I'll put the apple in the bowl because I think you might eat that later.
Yeah.
We need to buy some more fruit from the shop as well, Thomas. Haven't got many apples or bananas, have we?
No apples.
No.
No pears there.
No pears. We've got two apples, but not very many. And we've got two bananas. That's all we've got, two bananas.
Bananas.
That's not going to keep us going very long, is it? There we are, I'll pop the bowl of apples there. And then if you decide to eat some more later, you know where it is. Mummy's got some vegetables to peel while you're playing with your train. Shall I do that?
No. Green.
No, you don't want me to peel any vegetables?
No.
Oh.
Bears eat it.
Big bears eat it?
Yes, the bow.
Did you say something about Isabel?
Yes, but I want to eat it.
Isabel and Daddy Rob eat it?
Yeah. Daddy Rob's hungry.
Daddy Rob's hungry, is he?
Yeah. What we make?
What are you asking me? What we make? Oh, this is something that you've learnt at Bang a Drum Time, isn't it? Yeah. And you say, what shall we make? And I will say, strawberry milkshake.
Shake, shake, shake,
hold the carrots. Well, I think we better peel them first time. I'm just looking for the peeling machine. Not the peeling machine, I mean the little potato peeler.
Potato peeler.
A potato peeler.
Not bite. Not bite.
Not bite.
Dirty, yeah.
They are dirty carrots, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I'm going to peel them and then we'll wash them and perhaps slice them or something. There, can you see that?
Yeah.
You just take the knife. It's a potato peeler, but it's another very sharp knife, Thomas, so you've not to play with this.
No.
And look, can you see? I'm just taking the top layer of skin off there. The skin or the peel?
Oh, there's that one!
It's alright, it's just a little piece of skin that's come off onto the chopping board. They look nice and clean now, don't they?
Yes.
They still need a good wash though.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the episode of Auntie Mabel and Pippin when she went to help to school in the kitchens?
Yeah.
It showed her farm where carrots were grown and how they were harvested and packed and sent to the shops.
In
a big lorry. And somebody was
Another lorry.
Somebody at the school was poorly. Somebody who worked in the school canteen. And Auntie Mabel went to help, didn't she, at lunchtime. She helped prepare lunch and they were having carrots. So Auntie Mabel stood and peeled and chopped a lot of carrots. And Pippin wasn't allowed in the kitchen, was he?
No.
Dogs aren't allowed in kitchens.
No.
So Pippin had to stay outside, but it just so happened that when they arrived it was playtime and the children were all playing outside, riding around on tricycles and playing on bicycles and things. And Pippin had a fantastic time, didn't he, while Auntie Mabel was busy. And then Auntie Mabel went home and as if she hadn't had enough of doing it all day, she peeled and chopped some carrots for her own tea, didn't she?
Get it in.
Again, you want the story again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you can watch it on the telly, darling. But you remember that one, don't you?
Yeah.
About carrots. What colour are carrots?
They're pink.
Pink, they're orange.
Orange.
Rabbits like to eat carrots.
They're pink.
And donkeys eat carrots. And I like carrots when they're raw. You can crunch them like an apple. You don't seem too keen, do you?
Just bite it.
You can bite it, certainly.
Let's bite it then.
Just let me finish peeling this one and then I'll wash your piece.
They're
very good for you. When you were teething, you used to like chewing on raw carrots because they're nice and crunchy, and especially if they'd been in the fridge, they were cold. They're nice when you bite on. Use those poor sore gums.
No. Poorly.
You were always poorly when you were teething, weren't you?
Yeah. Yep ones.
Yeah. This is a very dirty carrot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually peeling them now because we've got an awful lot and I'm frightened that they're going to go bad before I get a chance to use them.
Oh, they're done now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they done?
Nearly done. So, these carrots in this bag, I'm going to peel and wash and slice, and then I shall put them in the freezer so that when we want some carrots, perhaps for a chicken casserole or something like that, I can get them straight out of the freezer and pop them in the pot. Do you like helping Mummy in the kitchen?
No.
No? You do.
No.
I'm never out of the kitchen when I'm there. Last one. How many carrots have we got, Thomas?
1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 7, 8?
No.
No. Start again. How many carrots have we got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, gently, 4!
After all that, we've got 4. Clever boy, you counted then up to 12, didn't you?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then it sounded as if you went straight to 14 without going to 13. But nevertheless, that was quite impressive, Tom.
4!
And then at the end of it, we ended it with 4 carrots. Well, in actual fact, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've only got 5 carrots.
There. The carrots together.
Carrots together. Mummy just needs to put that in the compost bin now, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I'll put it back in the bag and then we can have a little trip outside in a moment.
Come home with Mummy.
No, I'm not ready to take them now. I'll stay in here with you. I'm going to wash them now. Just cleaning the chopping board. Just give the carrots a quick rinse and chop them up. And you said you'd like to taste one, didn't you?
Yeah. Taste one. This is wow. Ooh, wow.
Wow. Terribly excited about some carrots, aren't you?
Yeah.
There, small piece for Thomas. Mummy will eat some as well. Let's see if they're crunchy. What should you? Oh! Mmm.
Hey.
Very nice.
Not Thomas Crunch.
Not Thomas Crunch?
No.
I'm cutting these into rounds, Thomas, into circles. Look, you can cut carrots into strips, batons, or you can leave them whole. But these are a little bit too large, aren't they, to leave whole?
Not like it now.
Not like it now?
No.
No, I didn't think you did the last time you tried it. But as I say, when you were
two pieces.
Well, you hold 2 pieces. When you were a baby, you really used to enjoy eating more carrots. When you were teething, not when you were a baby. When you were a baby, you used to like carrots cooked and pureed with some stewed apple. Carrot and apple mixed together.
And then I need to hold two.
Want to hold 2 more?
2 more. 2, 3, 4, 5. Throw them out.
Well, you're putting them in the back of the train now, are you? Just let Mummy slice that one. You've not got to get your fingers in the way of a sharp knife, have you?
No. Sharp.
Sharp knife.
And then another one.
Another one? You'd like some more?
No.
I think we might have to give them another rinse, Thomas, if you're going to put them in your trailer. We shouldn't really push fruit and vegetables too much because lots of the vitamins, the goodness comes out.
Yes, it does help it. And peel all up.
You're tipping it up. You're tipping the trailer up with all the carrots in.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to make a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many pieces of carrot are you putting in the racing car?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah. And peel all out. Empty it all out.
Empty it all out now? Is that what you said, empty it all out?
Yeah.
Now we can put them into this bright red colander.
Yeah. This
is like a plastic pan with holes in the bottom, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Red.
It's called red. Well, it is red. Yes, it's called a colander. A colander. We have a metal sieve that has many more holes, but the holes are much finer. And we use the sieve when we're sieving flour, don't we?
No, we'll put it in the trailer.
Putting them in the trailer?
Yeah.
But the colander is used more for washing fruit and vegetables, isn't it? Or straining things.
But in the trailer.
And then we have another strainer, which is like a very big sieve that Mummy uses when we're straining rice. When we've cooked rice. You still say woodah and woodah, don't you, when you want something?
Yeah.
Yes, like when you were a baby. Woodah, 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 woodah.
Tut. Tut now. And neighbours.
I'm still crunching a raw carrot on. One of the little carrots has fallen in Mummy's shoe. I don't think we better put that one in the pan, do you?
No.
I don't think anybody would fancy it once it had been in my shoe. On my foot I have a shoe. On the other foot I have another shoe.
One shoe,
that makes two shoes. Shoe!
Any labels. And we all loud out.
We're going to wash them now and put them into a pot ready for the freezer. Are you going to help me do that?
No.
Oh, boy, good boy, you're putting them back.
No.
Well, listen, Thomas, you could put the carrots into the trailer and bring them by train. Trailer loads at a time, and we can put them in the colander, can't we? Yes?
Yeah.
You put some carrots in the trailer, and then the train, I'll get the engine driver ready and I'll tell him, you're going on a very, very important trip this afternoon. You're going to the carrot farm to pick up some carrots to bring them back to the red colander. There. He's tipped up, Thomas. He needs to put them in here.
In there.
Oh, that's lovely. That's one load. One trailer load. Is this his second trip? Thank you.
Thank you, driver.
Thank you, driver. That's a very important job, isn't it, collecting and delivering carrots to the red colander?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Some more carrots. Another carrot. Some more carrots.
Look.
Another load into the colander. That's lovely.
Noah.
This poor train driver really is going to deserve a nice drink and perhaps a biscuit when he arrives home, isn't he?
Yeah.
Working very, very hard.
Hey.
We should sing a song about carrots, but I don't know one. I don't know any songs about carrots, do you, Thomas?
No. Look for shop.
Pardon?
There's a shop.
Going to the shop? Who sells carrots? Which shop?
The building. Yeah.
What are you doing?
The building.
You're smelling them and blowing them? They smell nice.
Yes, and most nice.
The greengrocer sells carrots, doesn't he? The greengrocer sells carrots, and so does the supermarket.
There are no carrots.
I think little shops like the spa shop sell carrots as well, don't they? You can get some that are like we bought today. Well, we didn't buy them, but like mummy's cut up, they're all dirty. And you can get some that somebody's already peeled them and sliced them, and they're ready washed. And you can get others that have been peeled, sliced, washed and frozen in packs. So when you get home, all you've got to do is empty the packets straight into either the microwave or boiling water and cook them for tea. What might you like to eat carrots with?
Oh yeah, that one.
You know why that one's there? Because you've just thrown it, haven't you? Look, they roll. Oh, poor engine driver. Look, I've not quite finished my cup of coffee. Shall we just give the engine driver a quick drink before he does the rest of the carrots? Because he's going to be so thirsty, isn't he, and hungry?
Yeah.
Ask him if he'd like a drink.
Like a drink? Oh dear. Not turn it.
Not turn it. I think he's sat in that cab for so long he can't get out, can he, poor chap? Shall I help him?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. 1, 2, 3. Oh. He's very, very stiff with sitting a long time. Oh, is that nice?
Yeah.
See, Julie's drink.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Thanks, driver.
So much
speed.
I think on the Auntie Mabel programme they had carrots with fish pie, didn't they? Or something like that. We might have carrots with shepherd's pie. You like shepherd's pie? Well, we might have another way of doing carrots, Thomas, is you know the grating machine that we grate cheese on? Do you know what Mummy means by the grater? Shall I get it out and show you?
Yeah.
And the grater is another piece of kitchen equipment which you can't really play with because it's too sharp. But we do cheese on this, don't we? Look, if I take a piece of carrot, watch. Can you hear that sound? It's a grating sound. We lift it up. Look at the carrot. Well, you can't play with this, darling. You put your hand on that. You hold the grater. You hold it steady and I'll do that. Because if you get your fingers on there, it'll cut. It'll cut you because it's ever so sharp. This is like lots and lots and lots of little sharp knives. I think Mummy better do it, don't you? You just watch. Now you can lift the grater up and see what's underneath. Grated carrot! Ooh, great! Now we'll just use this piece. And the grated carrot is nice with a salad. Mummy mixes grated carrot with coconut and sultanas. That makes a nice salad.
hair.
No, it's too sharp, darling. You can hold it, but you mustn't grate. That's it. Right. Look, you grated all that. We'll put that over here now because it's too sharp to play with.
Is this the sleepy milk?
Oh no, well, we'll just leave it on the table. Let's get the driver to well, I'll tell you what, before the driver delivers the next load, shall he get out of his cab and sweep up? Does he want to use the brush?
Yeah.
There you are, there's a little dishwashing brush there. That's ideal, isn't it?
The driver sweep it.
The driver sweep it?
Yeah, driver.
You are, driver.
Yeah, driver.
Is he sweeping the path?
Yeah, just sweep it.
You're sweeping with a brush, aren't you? There we are.
And the crumbs out.
Get the crumbs out?
Yeah.
I think they're nearly clean now, aren't we?
Yeah.
We swept it into a pile. Sweep, 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 sweep.
Sweep, pepper.
Sweep, sweep, sweep the floor. Is that what you were singing? There we are. Right, shall we put the brush away now?
No, where's the carrots?
Oh, we can't use these carrots though for the freezer, can we? No.
Yeah.
The horse will eat this, won't he?
No.
There we are, the horse will eat that little bit of grated carrot. Let's put it here in a pile. Yum, 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 yum.
Not eat it now.
But the horse will eat it.
Cross.
Who's cross?
Little bull.
Isabel? Oh, where's the driver? He's not in his cab. He's not got back in after sweeping the path, has he?
No, not sweeping.
He's got to make one last trip to the Red Cullender.
And then we'll find Cullender.
Red Cullender. And then we'll find a nice... Oh, wonderful. You've been a big help. Thank you, darling. Mummy's going to rinse these under the tap now. And then we'll leave them to drain and then we'll find a little container to put them in.
There.
We've got to just leave them now to drain.
There.
Let me show you now what happens.
Oh.
We put water in the top. And look, water's dripping through the holes at the bottom. That's what a cullender does.
There.
It drains so that water goes from the top into the bottom. Because they've got to be quite dry when they go in the freezer, haven't they?
Yeah.
Right, we'll leave those now.
There.
And then we've got to think of something. What's the matter? Oh, the carrots are ready for the freezer now. You've helped me do that. Well, listen, we've got all that apple in there. That apple needs to go into your tray. Well, no, but the carrots are busy now, waiting to go into the freezer. We've got to deliver the apples now. Here we are. This is from the scale pan. Now, the apple, you ask the driver very, very nicely now. It will deliver.
There.
With a little grated carrot.
Yeah, then hold it.
Yes, you can hold that. Because the driver's not finished yet, has he?
No.
He's got apple to deliver and he's got that little bit of grated carrot. Now he's swept it up. He's going to have to take it to the skip, isn't he? Because I think there's too much for the horse to... We could always ask the train driver if he'd take that little bit of grated carrot to the paddock so that when the horse wants to eat it, he's got some.
Out cab.
He's got out of the cab, has he?
Yes. Then kick. And hit. And hit the cab.
He's put it into the cart, has he?
Yeah.
I bet you can't count the pieces of grated carrot, can you?
No.
Too many, aren't there? But did you see how we changed those long orange carrots into rounds and into strips? And we grated it.
Yeah. Into the yellow cup.
Into the yellow cup. It's the scale pan, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be nice shiny brass, but I've not cleaned it, so it looks, as you rightly say, a mucky dull yellow. Oh, Thomas. Has he got to deliver all the apples as well?
Yeah.
His trailer's here, look. Carrot begins with the letter C. Oh no, like cat. K for cat and K for carrot. And K for caterpillar. You've got a caterpillar on your bib, haven't you? And K for cup.
Bib off.
You want your bib off? Thomas. K for carrot. K for cat. K for cup. K for container. This is a container, a plastic container. Oh no, don't bang. And K for colander.
No, a colander.
Well, the colander's busy now, Thomas. The carrots have got to go into the freezer. And do you know what it is in the freezer? Cold. That's another K. The carrots are going into a container and then they're going somewhere cold. Is that right?
No. Eddie, skip. Skip.
They're going into a skip?
No, skip. No skip.
No skip.
No.
We haven't got a skip, have we?
No.
Could this be the skip?
Yeah.
Yes, that would make a good skip, wouldn't it?
It's a skip.
And the other thing, beginning with C, K, is cut, which is what we were doing with a knife. We were cutting. I don't know what's the matter. Carrots, oh, the carrots have gone now. K for cut, K for chop, K for carrot. Where's the other carrots there, look?
No.
Oh no, if you're going to start pushing things on the floor, that's not nice, is it? And the other thing that begins with C is K for clean up. And K for cry, which is what you're doing. And K. Oh, you just banged your hair, but that was your own fault. And K for clang. Clang. Oh, clang. Oh, crash. It's another word beginning with C. Oh, clang.
Lang.
Clang, crash.
Lang.
Oh, you're a noisy boy now, aren't you? Oh, what a noisy boy.
Sweeping up.
You're sweeping up again. Oh, would you like the brush? There you are.
Yeah, sweep. Sweep, sweep. Sweep.
Sweep, sweep. Oh, so it's not onto the floor. You don't sweep onto the floor. Look, hold this with one hand and sweep with the other. Like this, look. Let me show you. Look, hold it with this hand and with this hand, sweep, sweep, sweep. Like a dustpan and brush. But that's got to be lower than the table. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
I don't want to step. I want to go
there. Oh, darling, you're a tired boy, aren't you? What happens when you go to toddler group. You run around there so much and we walk home. Are you tired?
No!
Oh, you're tired, baby. What's the matter? Oh dear. Everything's just getting too much, isn't it now? Everything's a real nuisance.
Done it.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Oh, what have you done?
Done the carrots.
You've done the carrots. You've done it. Oh, that sounded very northern, Thomas. You've done it. Feeling, wasn't it? I've done it.
I've done it.
By gum, I've done it. Whoops. Mummy fell over, didn't she?
Yeah.
Have you had enough to eat?
No. Watch Mummy.
Watch Mummy, I'm watching.
I've done it!
I've done it!
Hooray!
Hooray!
It's easy now!
It's easy now! Watch, Mummy, I've done it!
It's easy now, Drone!
It's easy now! Watch, Mummy, I've done it! It's easy now! I think you're talking about... We have a little book, Tom and Pippo, don't we?
Yeah.
And Pippo... And Tom went on a sledge, and Tom was a little bit frightened about going on the sledge. But when he finally tried it, he realised it wasn't that bad, and he said, "Oh, going on a sledge is really easy. We don't even need Daddy to take us." I think that's what you're thinking of.
I've done it!